Brittany Griner was back on the basketball court over the weekend as the WNBA began its season.
The collective spirit of the Valley finally whole once again. Brittany Griner is back.
Brittany Griner is back. You'll recall she spent 10 months in a Russian prison before coming home. And in the category of who cares, Griner's team, the Phoenix Mercury, lost both games over the weekend. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, was at the game in Phoenix yesterday. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Scott.
What was the scene there?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I've been to a lot of professional sports in my life, but I don't think I've ever experienced something quite like the energy inside that arena yesterday. You could tell from the very beginning that this was not a normal season opener, home opener, not a normal game, right? So after that pregame announcement, Griner steps out onto the court. She has to wipe tears from her eyes. The crowd is going nuts. Plus, at one point, we see Roger Karstens on the big screen, the Jumbotron. This is the special envoy for hostage affairs for the United States.
Oh.
The man who helped secure Griner's release through a prisoner swap with Russia. He was there in the crowd, so it was completely surreal.
We remember Brittany Griner missed all of last season in the WNBA, detained in Russia on what many considered a bogus drug charge. Peter, you brought your microphone to the stadium and talk to a couple fans. Let's take a listen first to Michelle Teakin.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's not just for her first game back, but it's her first game back to the community. And it's neat to see people respond and welcome her back.
How do you feel about what happened to her?
I think it's kind of jacked up. I don't want to get into politics, but I think she was a pawn in a game that she had no business being in.
And how do you think this season's going to go for her? Because it could be tough just to like slip right back into normal life, normal basketball, right?
What I know of her is she's resilient, and I think the season will reflect that.
So Michelle Teakin said she didn't want to get into politics, but, you know, Cassandra Butler, another fan that I spoke with, didn't mind going there. She said that she's been coming to the Mercury game since she was a child, and for months she's been watching the war in Ukraine with Russia. She's been watching Griner's arrest and, of course, the diplomatic effort that came afterwards to free her.
We prayed every day and just had positive thoughts for her and everything that she was going through. And so I'm super thankful and just super grateful for President Biden to get it done.
So what a day this is.
Yeah, super exciting. I'm about to start crying right now.
Wow. So, Peter, you had two hats on. You were there with your microphone as a reporter, but you were also there as a dad with your kids. What did you take away from the fans, from the scene, from the emotion these people talked about?
You know, it was touching. I had the chills so many times. My daughters came with me. They had never been to a WNBA game. But we went only because Brittany Griner was coming home. We stayed through the entire game. The kids were screaming. I think it's fair to say that, of course, this story has galvanized Griner's fans in the WNBA. We just heard that. It has easily solidified her place as having one of the most remarkable comebacks in sports history. And along the way, I think that by the time this season is over, you'll find that she's inspired a new generation of fans who are just starting to learn about her and what happened to her.
Over the weekend, Peter, the Mercury did lose to L.A. and then to Chicago. How did she play?
Yeah, they lost both games, but it's sort of like, oh, well, because Brittany Griner came home and that was the first thing that mattered. But yeah, she played very well. She scored 27 points yesterday, had 10 rebounds. She made the first basket of the game, which was really exciting. And I think it is worth noting that she played well because she didn't play basketball at all while she was detained in Russia for 10 months, of course. It's been 580 days or so since she last played in the WNBA. She was rusty during the preseason. She admitted as much. She definitely has some work to do. The whole team does, I think. But she doesn't think she's going to be back in top form until the All-Star game. That's the physical side of the game. There's also the emotional side of the game. What's in your head? And after this game yesterday, Griner admitted that she was caught up in the moment when she walked out into the court.
You know, part of the process of healing is, you know, just kind of letting it out. So, I got choked up a little bit. Tried to hide it, but I see you caught it.
And what she means by that, Scott, is that the cameras caught her wiping the tears away, her emotion there when she walked out onto the court for this remarkable game.
That is Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd at the game yesterday. Peter, thanks.
You're welcome.